Greetings, friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Bible Studies, Ken Baird speaking. Today on the broadcast, we will close out our studies on the seven methods of Bible study. We have been considering in the last few broadcasts the dispensational method of Bible study, the periods in history past where God has tried man out under different economies, and man in each and every instance has failed. We are presently in the sixth economy, if you wish to call it economy, sixth dispensation, the dispensation of grace. It began at the cross. God displayed his greatest grace in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross for your sins and for my sins, so that we could go to heaven if we want to. And I do want to see that one who died for me. And we have that privilege of speaking about him in this dispensation. But this dispensation is about to close. And we're going to go into the seventh method of Bible study today, or seventh dispensational method of Bible study. We're going into the millennium of our Lord Jesus Christ, the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. The next event, I think, on the prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church, the catching away of the church of God. Those that have been saved and made a member of that church through the precious blood of Christ, they are going to disappear some of these days. The Lord is coming to the air and he's going to snatch away his church. This will be the momentous, most momentous occasion of God's power in all the world that has transpired ahead of us. Behind us, rather. There are other things to transpire ahead of us. But today, I'm going to consider three indications that the Lord is coming soon. First of all, there is the promise of the Lord in John chapter 14 and 3. There we read, and this was just before his last time with his disciples before he was crucified. John 14 and 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. For where I am, there ye shall be also. Then in Acts chapter 10, we have the angels confirming the promise of the Lord. And we read there in the 10th verse of the first chapter of Acts, and while they steadfastly looked up toward heaven as he went up, this was out in the mountains of Galilee, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, the Apostle Paul also writes of the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he writes in the greatest details. In the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, we read there, for if we believe, this is verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we, which are alive and remain under the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, snatched away. That's why it's called the rapture. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Imagine the shock that's going to happen when millions of people disappear in this world today. Perhaps loved ones who knew and loved the Lord, they disappear. The Lord is coming. He's going to rapture us into heaven. But then immediately following the rapture, there's going to be a seven-year period of intense trial and tribulation in this world. It's called, as a matter of fact, the Great Tribulation. Now, that is going to occur. The the revised Roman Empire, the beast, the emperor of the revised Roman Empire, and then the false prophets of the children of Israel, the world's the leader of Judaism at that time, the false prophet, the false Messiah, if you please, is what I'm trying to say, that false Messiah, they are going to rule the world to the extent that you can't buy and sell food without the mark of the beast in your forehead or in your hand. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to put up with this. This terrible judgment is coming upon this earth. His judgment is coming upon this earth. Now, at the end of the 7 years of tribulation, our Lord Jesus is going to appear. We read about this in the 19th chapter of Revelation, where the Lord is going to appear, and that he is going to indeed overcome that beast who has usurped his place. That beast, that emperor, is going to show himself in the temple of God and claim that he is God. Such blasphemy. We read that the Lord Jesus is going to come with his saints 7 years after the rapture. We're with the Lord, remember, please. And John writes what he sees in the 19th chapter of Revelation, verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth is a sharp sword." And that sharp sword, we're told, is his word. Now, we are going to ride with the Lord to come down. Now, later in this same chapter, we read in verse 19, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that hadn't received the mark of the beast and then that worshipped his image. They both were cast alive into the lake of fire." Now the Lord has come to earth to establish his kingdom, and the first thing he does is conquer them. And then there is the judgment of the living nations recorded in Matthew chapter 25. We'll not go up into that. It's too involved. And then he establishes his kingdom in this world. Now, we're told in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, we're told there that the millennium is going to last for 1,000 years. I'll read part of that prophecy. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is called the devil, and Satan, bound him 1,000 years. Pardon me. Realize that this is 1,000 years. "And he cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And then in verse 4, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in his hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's talk about that reign. The character of the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ during that 1,000 years. And he's going to rule over this earth. I might have mentioned that there are going to be those in the 7th chapter of Revelation, the 144,000 of the children of Israel, 12,000 out of each tribe, that are going to be the evangelists of that day. And they're going to preach that Christ is coming. They are going to preach, indeed, that the one who hung on that cross is the one who is coming to reign on the throne. And they are going to see a great number of those peoples of earth during the tribulation who would not receive the mark of the beast. They're going to be saved and go alive into that 1,000 years reign. Now, Isaiah gives us a little detail about what's going to happen during that reign. We read in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth." That's the sword that we read of in Revelation. "And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteousness shall be as the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Now the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down with that rod of iron, and he's going to rule. And he is going to rule strictly according to righteousness. Now, he won't have to have a jury. There won't have to be a judge at all. He, in his omniscience, knows evil when it occurs, and he punishes it immediately. There is no lapse of time. He punishes that wickedness with the rod of his mouth. Now, here is what's going to take place. "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like an ox. The suckling child shall play upon the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters that cover the sea." Now here we have indeed the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be glorious. But at the end of that reign, Satan is loosed. He comes out and he finds, believe it or not, in humanity, he finds a following. And they attack the city, the holy city of Jerusalem. And fire comes down out of heaven and just simply destroys Satan and all his forces. Now, the end of the millennium has come, and the judgment of the living nations occurs when he goes into the kingdom, and now the judgment of the great white throne. And this is the end of our study. This takes us as far as we can go into the future, and may God quicken our hearts as we anticipate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, today, bless your word to the hearts of those who listen, and help us prepare for that day. In Christ's name, amen.